Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, The Power of Gentleness, A Gentle Savior.
All the worshipers, come on. All the worshipers, if there's any season of the year, any time of the year, we ought to worship God like we've never worshiped Him before. It is now. So all the worshipers, come on, come on.
Yeah! Hey! We adore you! We adore you! We adore you!
We adore you!
Say, He is Lord! He is Lord!
He is Lord!
I know that forever His rule shall reign.
Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength. You are our redeemer. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you one more time. And we clap our hands and we open our mouths. Woo! And we say thank you. And God bless you. Would you give God a hand of praise for our worship and arts ministry? Come on. Worship and arts ministry, this was simply awesome. Our kids, our teenagers, praise dancers. I saw the little kids coming by. I could not help Mother Jackson to hear the voice of Bishop Jackson. Said, I told you so. Y'all have to excuse me. I saw my grandson that the experts wondered if he could ever be like other kids, praising God, clapping his hands. The last day of 2024, first morning of 2025, we declared and decreed that this would be a year of spiritual empowerment. We shared with you a wonderful passage of scripture found in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22-23, the New Living Translation. Paul writes these words. He says, and the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. And he goes on and he itemizes and he identifies 9 different fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, self-control. On November the 23rd, we preach one message from the series, The Power of Gentleness. The message was entitled, Gentleness in a Harsh and a Cruel World. And I told you that we would come back and end this series. In fact, and end the teaching and the preaching on spiritual empowerment with our final message, which talks about the power of gentleness. Because I wanted to end with Jesus. Is that all right? Look at somebody and say, you never go wrong if you end with Jesus. Oh, that's a message all by itself. Two references of Holy Scripture, Luke chapter 2, verse 7, New King James Version, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, New Living Translation. Hear the reading of God's holy word. The year of spiritual empowerment, the series entitled The Power of Gentleness, the last message dealing with the fruit of the Spirit. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Somebody say a manger. Because there was no room for them in the inn. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, New Living Translation. Come to me. Hear the words of Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am, here it is, for I am gentle and humble, or humble and gentle in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For the next few moments, thank you, worship team, for adopting this theme. Our theme for this message, last message dealing with the fruit of the Spirit, simply says three words, a gentle Savior. Look at someone and say, he is our gentle Savior. Now clap those hands as you take your seats. Christmas has been described as perhaps the most celebrated holiday of the calendar year. This is especially true here in the United States of America. Look at somebody and say, Merry Christmas. Even those who aren't Christians somehow find a way to celebrate and enjoy the festivities and the grandeur of the Christmas season. They like to dress up, like to decorate, put on lights, love to have Christmas parties. Even people who don't know Jesus. People who haven't talked to Jesus in a long time somehow find a way to celebrate what is supposed to be his birth with a whole lot of festivities, a whole lot of other stuff, okay? But to those of us who are Christians, to those of us who are believers, Christmas is not just a time to enjoy the festivities with our family and friends, although it is a great time to do so, and we should all do so. But to those of us who are believers, those of us who know that Christmas is more than just a big fat man sliding down a chimney, it's more than just stressed out over what gifts you're gonna bring, it is different. It is a time to celebrate the birth of the King of Kings. Celebrate the Lords of Lords. To celebrate someone who is a gentle Savior. That's my Savior. That is why we, and so don't get it confused. Don't get mixed up. Don't get lost in all of the festivities that we forget what it really is all about. For the birth of Jesus Christ is not only a story of grandeur and majesty, but it is also a story of gentleness and meekness. I'm going somewhere. The real story of Jesus is nothing like the Hollywood popular characterization of his life. The real story of Jesus is not some guy with flowing blonde hair, looking like he got polished nails with lip gloss on. That's not the real Jesus. The real story of Jesus is not just all of the glamorization that we make it out to be. Jesus was born in the ghetto on the other side of the track. In fact, the word was, can anything good comes out of now? He was raised in the ghetto, I should say, on the other side of the track, raised in Nazareth, born in Bethlehem. But unlike many of today's leaders, secular, political, and even religious leaders, Jesus did not arrive on this earth in a glorious possession or procession with a large, huge entourage. Look at somebody and say, he had no entourage, no secret service details. He had no security guards. He had nobody to carry his bags, nobody to wipe his sweat. He didn't come in a glorious procession with cars lined up all behind each other. He did not show up, thank you, Holy Ghost, for some public display of power. That was not our Jesus. But he showed up with humility and simplicity. He could have been born anywhere, but God chose to have him born in a town called Bethlehem. In fact, somebody ought to send a memo to this present administration and say Jesus was an immigrant. On several occasions where he lived in Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, had to flee to Egypt. Thank God that everybody doesn't dislike immigrants and dislike people that just want a better life for themselves. But Jesus showed up with humility, showed up with simplicity. In fact, we learn of his story in our text. For the next few moments, our text references remind us that the true greatness of Jesus was revealed not in his majesty, but in his humility and in his gentleness. So if you want to be like Jesus, you've got to be humble. You want to be like Jesus, you've got to be gentle. You want to be like Jesus. You can't get mad when everybody get on your nerve. You can't shut down and go in your corner and throw a temper tantrum. That's not the Jesus I know. Let us, for the next few moments, consider these three very important insights taken from these two references of Holy Scripture concerning Jesus. First one is this, the gentleness of his arrival. Look at how he showed up. The text says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 7, the New King James Version, and she was a teenage mother. Can I put a pin right there? She was a teenage mother who was pregnant before she got married. Thank God the Holy Ghost Patrol wasn't around. That would have made her feel worthless and useless. Amen. And she, Mary, the teenage mother, brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, pieces of cloth, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Let us look at this first insight. Number one, Jesus was born in a manger. Look at somebody, say a manger. Not a palace. He was born wrapped in strips of old cloth, swaddling clothing. He was not born clothed in royal garments. Jesus was not blue blood, wasn't bougie. Jesus wasn't prestigious. He was just born to a teenage mother. And you know what? And I said this to my son the other day. We were talking, Antoine and I were talking, and I said to him, I think Joseph is perhaps the most underappreciated person in the Bible. Because how many of you would have been like Joseph? Come on, can we just keep it real? Can Pastor keep it real? How many of you engage to someone, she comes to you and say, I'm pregnant, but it's by the Holy Ghost? Can we keep it real? A whole lot of you would have been ghosts, all right? You'd have packed your bag and you would have gotten out of there. Amen. Listen, Jesus was born in a manger, not in a palace, wrapped in strips of old cloth, not clothed in royal garments. Listen to this. Jesus came into a crowded world that had no room for him, yet he made room for everyone through his grace. Who cannot preach? Somebody should have got a hold of that. Born to a world that did not make room for him, yet he made room for everyone through his grace. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, Jesus has made room for you. Somebody ought to give God a praise because he made room for you. Every now and then in the midst of my sermons, I like to have praise breaks. And this is a good time to give God a break. Give God a praise for the fact that he made room. Lift those hands. Tell him thank you. You didn't have to do it. Woo! Born to a world that would not make room for him. Yet he made room for, John 3:16 said, and whosoever, black, white, brown, yellow, whosoever, sin, drunk, alcoholic, drug addicted, whosoever, prostitute, adulteress, whosoever, liar, backstabber, Jesus has made room for you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you used to be a whosoever. In fact, may I change that? Say, neighbor, we all are still whosoever's. I feel like preaching. Tell somebody you're sitting next to a whosoever. Don't get it twisted. You're sitting next to a whosoever. How many of you got a story that God brought you out of that only God could have done? You owe God one good Shabbat. Throw your head back. Holy Ghost, holla. Made room. Look at somebody, say he made room. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Made room for this boy. Born on the 48 corridor, born in Taylor's, raised in Arthur Town, moved to Eastway Park, lived in Hopkins, always lived on the other side of the track. But I'm glad to know that God removes the railroad track. preach to somebody that's so glad that God stepped over the railroad track and made room for you. The manger still on insight number one, talking about his arrival. The manger was no mistake. It was a message. Woo. May I preach? God chose meekness and gentleness over bling and grandeur. No mistake, but a message. Can I bring it home? Some of you slipped up. Some of you've done wrong. Some of you drifted away. But I've got news for you. God used your mistake as a message to somebody else, that if God can save somebody like you, God can save anybody. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, I don't look like what I've been through. Say, neighbor, my life is a message that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Let me take an inventory. Any messages out there in the audience? Any used to be somebody's that God used your mistake as a message? Tell your neighbor, I am a message. I am a living billboard that say God still saves. From the utmost, Jesus saves. From the utmost, Jesus saves. Pick me up, turn me around, place my feet on solid ground. How many of you know your life is a message? Put your hand right here. Say, I am a living message that God is able. I need some messages to jump to your feet one time and say, I am a living message that the God I serve. Is he able? Is he able? Do I have time to preach this? Second key homiletical observational insight taken from this text is this: the gentleness of his invitation. The first was the gentleness of his arrival. Look at his invitation. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. The invitation comes from Jesus. This is an open, personal invitation. He doesn't say, wait until you're right to come see me. But he said, come as you are. I heard songwriter write, just as I am, without one plea. How many of you know that God accepted you as you are? Paul write, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Somebody ought to give God a praise that he didn't wait until you were right before he invited you to come to him. Encourage your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, today is a good day to accept his invitation. Come to me. Come to me. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Is there anybody need the Lord right now? Don't fool me now, but is there anybody that can say as my granddaddy church, the Second Union Baptist Church, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. Is there anybody ready to stretch forth your hand? Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. I just believe somebody needs a breakthrough right now. Somebody is hearing the invitation right now. Woo! He welcomes. Listen to this. Still in the second homiletical observational insight. He welcomes our weary, burdened, and broken souls. Ooh, I'm so glad. He welcomes our weary, broken souls. One of the greatest testimonies I ever heard. You've heard me say this before. Pastor Rick Warren, Saddleback Baptist Church, and his lovely wife, having lost their son to suicide, was on CNN on an interview, tears streaming down their eyes. So many young people called and said, your son led me to Christ. Pastor Rick Warren said in the middle of the night, God woke him up and God said, I can still use broken branches. How many of you know I was broken, but God still used me? Who am I preaching to? All the folk that were broken and God didn't throw you away. Somebody ought to be glad that your weary, burdened, broken soul, God still used you. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Somebody ought to give God a praise. He could have thrown me away, but he made me again another vessel. He made me better. He made me greater. You owe God a praise. Is there anybody better this year than last year? This month than last month? Shout better, shout better, shout greater. Wave at a neighbor and say, neighbor, I am better, I am greater. Who made you greater? Let me try this side of the church. Who made you better? What's his name? What's his name? Thank you, Lord. Throw those hands up and say, thank you, Lord. Ooh. He welcomes our weary, burdened. Sometimes you just feel burdened. Sometimes it's hard to get out of the bed. But when you do get up, God drops a word in your spirit. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, oh, comes in the morning. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Because joy cometh in the morning. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you had a rough night. Say, neighbor, you cried all night. But I've got a word for you. Look at somebody and simply say, good morning. Who am I preaching to? You ought to help me encourage somebody. This is another praise break. Stand to your feet, wave at your neighbor, and say, neighbor, good morning. The night morning, because God is on your side. Trouble in my way, I had to cry sometime. I laid awake at night, but that's all right. Do me a favor, leave your seat, walk down the aisle. Don't touch, but wave at two people. Say good morning. Only if you've been delivered. Only if you've been delivered. Only if you got a testimony. I'm broke, but it's still a good morning. I'm sick, but it's still a good morning. My back hurts, but it's still a good morning. Whoa! Come on, by the way, get you a praise partner and say, neighbor, let's make the devil mad. Give God your best. Look at you, Junior. Good morning. Good morning. Put your hand on your own self and say, good morning. I feel that preaching, but I gotta get up out of here. But I need a handful of folk, only if you mean it. I need just a handful of folk on this day to give God a quick dance praise for being good to you. Throw your hands up and say good morning. The third and the final homiletical observational insight. The first is the gentleness of his arrival. Second was the gentleness of his invitation. Here's the third one. This is for everybody that the enemy told you you'll never find rest. You would have anxiety all your life. This is for everybody that the enemy told you you would never get out of this. The gentleness of his rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Here it is, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will... And you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy to bear, and my burden I give you is light. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, true rest doesn't come from escaping the pressure of this world. True rest doesn't come from taking a few days off. True rest doesn't come for having some vacation time. But true rest comes from surrendering our lives to Jesus. Can y'all help me preach this? Say, neighbor, Jesus offers rest that no holiday break or earthly comfort could ever bring you. Rest for our minds. Rest for our bodies. Rest for our souls. How many of you know you are about to find rest? Our gentle Savior offers rest and peace in a world of strife and turmoil. No more stress. Who am I preaching to? Y'all help me tell somebody, from this day forward, I shall have rest. Peace. Peace is greater than money. Peace is greater than clothes. Peace is greater than houses and land. Anybody want to thank God for peace that surpasses all? Come on, Janelle. Come on, team. Peace. 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 Rest. 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 Stand to your feet. I'm done. But grab your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's something about the peace of God that will allow you to sleep good at night, go to work among demons, and still have joy. Somebody shout rest. Somebody shout peace. Somebody shout rest. Somebody shout peace. Anybody wants rest? Anybody want? Anybody thank God for? Thank God for. How do you get it? In my name. In His name. In His. Ooh. Just before the altar song, I feel one good praise. I feel one good dance. Meet me at the altar. Come on in. I am humble. I'm not caught up in the blame. We serve a gentle, humble Savior. And a gentle Savior will bring you peace and rest. But there's only one way to get it. That's why I specifically requested this song. Somebody said, this is not a Christmas song. Every day is Christmas with Jesus. Reverend Milton Brunson, Thompson Community Choir. just ask in my name. But look at the lyrics of the song. I'll give you peace when the storm is raging. Somebody today will leave here with peace and rest. I'll be your light when the road ahead seems dim. I have the power. So just put your trust in me. Anything you need, have faith. Have faith indeed. Just ask. Just ask in my name. All the way from St. Stephen's, South Carolina, our very own Andrews, South Carolina, our very own Janelle Mitchell. I don't want to miss Andrews. Come on, yeah.
I'll give you peace when the storm is raining.
Come on, somebody else. Let me pray for you right now. Come on. Come to this altar. Is there anybody need peace and rest in your soul? Lord, I know I need some peace. Thank Janelle.
I have a power. Just put your trust in me. Anything you need.
Yes. As the choir softly sing, some of you have been searching for a very long time for real rest and real peace. I'm not talking about a few days off. I'm talking about rest for your soul, in which no matter what your circumstances may be, no matter what the situation may be, you can have peace. Woo. Broke, but have peace. Sick, but have peace. Woo. Family drama, but somehow God can give you peace, because He is the Prince of Peace, a gentle Savior. So if you don't have peace, it is not because there has not been an invitation to you to accept His peace this day. Each one of us need to declare and decree that we will not leave this place without knowing that we have that peace, that rest, that tranquility for our souls that only a gentle Savior can give us. Ah. Listen, anyone in here, hands down for a moment, eyes closed. Ooh. God told me to do this. So serious. Because we're living in an age where so much mental stress, mental pressure on so many people. We're living in an age in which the enemy desireth our mind. Can I tell you what God said? Peter, I prayed for you. Satan desireth to have you and to sift you as wheat. Woo. But I prayed for you that your faith fail not. So many mental struggles, emotional struggles with our young people, among our seniors. So many of us are going through so much. But this day, God says, a gentle Savior will bring rest and peace. To those of you who know that you need to take it to another level with your relationship with God, you can't wait until next year or next week. If you're here, just ministers, elders, deacons, pay attention. Just raise your hands. Those of you that know that I'm ready to go to the next level with God, just raise those hands all over. That's right. That's right. Lift those hands. Look at God. Thank you, young man, others. Wherever you are in the sanctuary, just lift those hands. Lord, I'm tired of doing this on my own. I need you on my side. Ooh, right now. Thank you, young lady. Thank you. And after we pray, I just want the elders and the ministers, the deacons to know who they are. We just quietly just take them in, share with them word of God, have a personal prayer in their life. To those of you that are joining us virtually, just give us an indication. Go online and let us know. I would not allow the Prince of Peace to show up in this place and you do not take advantage of His peace, of His rest. Ooh. I need you, Lord. Anyone looking for salvation, raise those hands. Let us know. I can't leave here the way I came. Ooh. I need you, Lord, right now. Right now. Close those eyes, everybody. Eternal Father, we say thank you. Thank you for this incredible worship experience. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you're not a God You're not a savior that looks for the publicity, the attention. You came as a gentle savior. The manger was no mistake. The manger was a message. A message that this is a different kind of savior. Ooh-ha. Help us to understand that the Prince of Peace will bring peace to our lives. Will bring rest to our lives. Thank you for reminding us that we don't have to live in mental stress, emotional turmoil. Ooh. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that our success is not based on how much we have, how many material possessions we own, but it's based on our relationship with you. You are the greatest gift. You are the gift not under the tree, but on the tree. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. That gift brought us peace, joy, and rest. God, we claim it done. In your name, we pray. Ooh. In the precious name of Jesus, we say there is power. And the church said amen. And the church said amen. Those of you that want to make that decision, ministers and elders, just take them in the back. You want to join, you're looking for a church on. Brothers raising his hands right there. Come on, thank God for anybody else. Raise, come, anyone, right? Come on. Preachers at the altar, where are you, ministers and elders? Come on, take them in the back. Come on in. That's right, others. Others are coming. Take them in. Come on, take it up quiet. Somebody else. Clap those hands, somebody. Clap your hands for power. Joy. Go down, Lord. Listen, don't leave yet. We've got a final song that they're going to sing, but I want to do something special. God has laid it on my heart. Everybody stand to your feet. We give gifts to everybody. Trust me, I went down my Christmas list gift. And I almost had to take out a mortgage, Deacon Porterfield, just to take care of folk that are close to me. And I had everybody on the list, wife, mama, sisters, brothers, sons, grandchildren. But you know who should be at the top of that list? God, Jesus. So I'm gonna give you an opportunity. I was going through my Christmas list prepared, and I stopped in the middle, true story, last night, and went online and said, before I give another gift and another envelope for another person, I want to offer a gift to God. So there's a category called Christmas gift online. So those of you who are here right now, get your envelope out. We're going to allow you to walk down the aisles and just put it at the altar. Just put it at the altar. We're going to give a gift to God. I thought about saying a certain amount, but God says, don't limit me. I'm not going to tell you what to give. You know what your relationship with God is, okay? You know what your relationship is. If you give everybody else more than you give God, that's between you and God. That's between you and God. But you know what your relationship, let me tell you one quick story, make you laugh. So my wife loves it when I give other people big gifts. Because you know what she says? The bigger gift you give them, the bigger mine would be. Because I'm your number one. And so whatever you give them, I know my gift would be even larger and greater. Whatever you give God is between you and God. Amen, somebody. But everybody, look at your neighbor and say, everybody ought to give God something. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet right now. All over.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled The Power of Gentleness, A Gentle Savior, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 122125. Again, the number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 122125. Join us for Watch Night services on Wednesday, December 31st, as we thank God for bringing us through 2025 and usher in 2026. Pastor Daryl Jackson will share the 2026 theme and focus for the new year. Doors open at 9:30 p.m. Services begin at 10 p.m. Prior to the Watch Night services, join us in the sanctuary from 8:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. as we close out corporate prayer for 2025 and thank the Lord for a year of spiritual empowerment. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.